And today we're back with another podcast, but this one is going to be all about media bias and especially its effect on broadcast news. So recently I've been doing some research on how and why media is biased, and I came across this one podcast by Freakonomics Radio, and it's called How Bias Is Your Media, and I decided to watch it and listen to certain parts. I didn't listen to the entire thing, and basically just see what they were saying about why the climate has created such bias in media. So one of the main things that the creator of the podcast is talking about is how this party power divide has really created an intense amount of polarization within media. And this polarization has made it really hard to produce this ethical and unbiased media. And you see that today because of the polarization only getting more polarized. The people who are liberal are only getting more liberal, and the people who are conservative are only getting more conservative. So it gets kind of hard to create that even balance when it comes to news and media. So another thing that this podcast was discussing was the idea of clumsy headlines, how news sources have been almost starting to use clickbait to get people to watch their videos and their news. So instead of just saying something that they're going to talk about as a headline, they start using crazy, clickbaity terms and things to kind of wrap the public in. And sometimes those headlines aren't necessarily truthful. So you see this a lot. I found two examples. So there's one from Fox News, the picture of Michelle Obama, and it says, "Outraged liberals, stop picking on Obama's baby mama." So of course, it's kind of provocative and intense. Another one from Fox News is, House Dems vote to protect pedophiles, not veterans. So as you can see, both of these are super intense, and this just shows like the climate of people and how people are willing to kind of put away those ethics and put out these statements that are very intense for a sole reason to like get attention from the public. I don't want to say that this is just Fox using this tactic. It's just something they do pretty well. So lastly, I just want to touch on the imbalance of commentary that is seen specifically in today's day and age. You see more liberal media such as ABC, CBS, NBC, New York Times, Los Angeles Times, NPR. All these news sources are very leftist, perhaps because of the journalists they hire. But then you also see some news sources that are more right and conservative. You see like Fox News, and that's really only the major corporation that really focuses on those Republican and rightist ideals. So that is definitely something to note on. So in conclusion, I've learned a lot of things from this podcast, and basically why I've been able to answer why in the past few months have media bias increased so vastly. Based on the three things that I said, the party power divide, the clumsy headlines, and the imbalance of commentary, now I just have to focus on putting it all into my final project, and I think I will be all set. So, catch me next time.